Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
St. Mary's Hospital Health Education Hour. We welcome Suzanne Hagedorn of the Cancer Services Program of Fulton and Montgomery Counties. How
are
you doing?
Thank you. Good, Bob. How are you?
Good. We talked with Suzanne in the past, but let's have an overview of what is it that your agency does.
The Cancer Services Program covers breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings to uninsured men and women. And all of our services are free if they do not have health insurance. So we do cover breast exams, mammograms, pelvic exams, pap testing, and colorectal cancer screening kits.
Mm-hmm. And this is, something. In fact, there's a new book out about cancer. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not.
Dr. Mukherjee.
Okay.
I've read his stuff over the years. Mm-hmm. He's a well-known physician who's treated cancer and talked about how the whole war on cancer began back in the Nixon administration.
Right.
And it was sort of brought a wealthy woman together who, in a sense, was looking for a cause, and a president who was also looking for a cause.
So smart. They joined forces. That's great.
They did. And I guess one of the issues, or I gathered from listening and reading Dr. Mukherjee over the years, about cancer is that, people say, well, there's no, what progress has been made?
Right.
He said for years they spent a lot of time, maybe, I don't know if it was fruitlessly, but sort of looking for the magic bullet, that would cure cancer.
Right.
But his take on it seems to be that one of the issues that has made, or one of the, I guess it would be an issue, that has made cancer so much more prevalent today, it seems, than it ever was, is that we're living longer.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think, you're going to see more, obviously, if people are living longer. And I think that, when they started out, they were probably thinking about cure, and now it's about early detection and catching that before it gets to that point. So all the screenings we offer are exactly that. We offer that early detection of cancer, of cancer in general.
Mm. Because I guess the earlier model of a disease, that really did terrify people back when I was young and,
right.
and a little before was polio.
Yeah.
And what they basically came up with then was a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, no
vaccine. Nothing. Right. Exactly. I think, that's where they're getting with these dollars that are going in from, Relay for Lives, from the American Cancer Society, all these different things that are fundraising. That's what they're working on, is finding that cure. I'm not sure to what level they actually are right now.
Mm. Now, in terms of what your organization does, Cancer Services Program, Fulton mm-hmm. Montgomery County's screening for breast cancer, colorectal cancer, cervical cancer, specifically for people without health insurance.
Without health insurance, correct, over the age of 40.
Mm-hmm. Because this is another big issue, kind of a national debate about people not being insured.
Right, yeah. Our numbers are growing as far as that goes. More and more people find out about our program in the communities, and so we're seeing that number increase regularly. I'm probably getting, 3 to 4 new people a week. So that's a pretty big number than in the past. People didn't really know about us. So I think as we're growing, we're actually seeing those numbers grow as well.
Mm. Do you ever get this objection from people who don't have the insurance saying, well, what's the point? I don't have insurance.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They think, why would I get screened? I don't have the insurance. I can't pay for it. I'm not going to do that kind of thing. So they don't want to spend that kind of money, or they don't have that kind of money to spend on those types of screenings.
Is there an answer for that? Objection?
Well, the answer is from me. I usually say, here's our program. We're here for you. We're here to give you those screenings. And I think that we can make them realize how important it is, and that's why we are here.
If you think about it logically, even if you don't have insurance, it is, but again, the other thing is we don't necessarily want to know how we quote unquote are,
yes.
or what we feel. But if you find out you have cancer and you've got no insurance, well, that's not a good situation, but it's probably better to know or than to not know.
Right. Let's catch it early, because then you're talking curable, treatable, before it gets to that point where it is cancerous. The other side is if it does go beyond that, even with our program, we do have our own Medicaid treatment program that can assist people with those further services if they needed chemotherapy and that kind of thing. So we can help them out with that, too.
Yeah. So, you can get services even if you
right.
don't have the money.
Right. Really. Exactly. Yeah. We follow them straight through. We have a case manager, Karen Lanzi, takes great care of our patients when they are in need of further services. Initially, when somebody comes into the program, they come to me. I take take them into the program, schedule their appointments. We get them in for their services. If everything's good, they're good for another year with our program. And if not, then if they need more, then Karen will take care of them.
Do you know why it's these three cancers, breast cancer, colorectal, and cervical?
Well, you know, the actual program started out with just breast. Breast is the big issue. Everybody knows about breast cancer. You know, we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's always been the big push, I think. And as the time's grown on, we're seeing more cervical cancer. So I think that's why that came into play. And then the colorectal portion is a lot of people don't even think about it. They hear from their doctor at age 50, you know, it's time for colonoscopy, that kind of thing. And so I think that they're afraid. So I think that kind of falls by the wayside. And so that's become a, you know, a charge of the state of New York as well.
Mm-hmm. What are you offering now? Do you have an event coming up?
I do. Actually, on December 21st, which is a week from tomorrow, and we are having a screening event with Bassett Coach. They have a mobile unit that comes into town, and we work with them all the time. So we're going to be at the Hannaford in Amsterdam. And people have to pre-register with me, and they can get their breast exam, their mammogram right on that coach. They can get their pap test and pelvic exam if they're eligible for those. And then same with their colorectal cancer screening kit. If they're over 50, they can take that home with them and do that too.
Just to finish with the last, or bring in the last first, the colorectal screening that you offer, it's not the colonoscopy.
Correct. It's a kit that they take home and do at home, self-testing, very easy to do. Tests go to our diagnostic company, and it comes right back to us. If they have a family history of colon cancer, that's a little bit different. We would send them right to colonoscopy if they were eligible.
Really?
So we would pay for that, yes.
You would pay for the colonoscopy?
Yeah, so there's a really large family history, parent, you know, brother, sister, that close-knit relatives, then we would help them out with a colonoscopy, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And all right, so what about if they take the test and it's, you know, the home test, you know, which has to do with your own excrement,
right,
as I recall.
Exactly.
Not to be too specific.
I know.
then you find there is an issue, then they also would get the colonoscopy?
If that test comes back positive to me, right away we get them scheduled for a consult and a colonoscopy. So they do go right to it.
Which the program would pay for.
Which we pay for, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this is about federally funded or state-funded?
Yeah, we are funded through the New York State Department of Health and the Center for Disease Control. So our dollars come from two different places. Mm-hmm. And the state has its own cancer services program specifically. So that's where our dollars help out here.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the other cancers, we were talking about colorectal with cervical and breast cancer, mm-hmm. cervical. The common test is the pap smear.
Is the pap smear, correct, yes. So women over 40 will qualify through our program, but usually a woman starts at age 21 having her pap smear. Prior to that, now, or the new thought process is a HPV exam, which is a three-step testing. So that HPV, human papilloma virus, it's a big long word, if they are diagnosed with that, it leads to colon cancer. Cervical. So if that test comes back normal, it's prior to cervical, that's fantastic. So it's an early catch for cervical screening. So that's a younger age group that they should start out having that.
And once again, if you find something with this test, do you offer another test or no? No.
See, here with our program, we don't cover under 40, and that's sort of an issue with our program. So that's something that most people do on their own if they're under 40 years of age. With our program, 40 and older, it's just the cervical test, and that's it. So we only do the pap smear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you only do the pap smear, and you only do it for people over 40.
Over 40, correct.
And that's also true for the colorectal?
Over 50 is
over
the colorectal.
50.
Yep,
okay,
that's usually the start age that doctors recommend.
So it's an age limit for both.
Right.
And is there an age limit for the breast cancer screening?
Breast is 40 and older as well, but if there's a family history or they're having a lump issue under 40, we can take them into our program as well. So it's only if there's a big issue going on with the under 40s.
And the breast test is the mammography?
Is the mammogram, yep. So they do a mammogram. You know, we have St. Mary's who provides that service, and obviously Bassett Healthcare's mobile coach. So we do have those opportunities that give people another option, another location to go. Mm-hmm. If there's anything found on a mammogram, we do send them for a diagnostic, which is some extra views of the location where that spot may be or that lump may be, and we'll pay for ultrasound as well. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that, we do pay for a surgical consult with a surgeon and biopsies, that kind of thing. So we do cover all of that as well.
So you really do cover, and when all is said and done, quite a few.
Yes.
But it's always screening services. You're not talking treatment.
Correct. And initially it's screening, right. So treatment comes when there is a finding. But it's screening. It's that initial preventive care screening. So that's what our program is really about.
And the Bassett Hospital bus or mammography.
Yeah, we call it a mobile coach.
The mobile coach.
It's like a moving doctor's office and mammography unit.
And so they can do mammographies right on this vehicle.
Right on there, and it's a digital mammography unit, yes.
And plus, I mean, they'll have somebody there to do the cervical screening,
yes,
and give you the kit for the colon.
Right, yeah. We have a nurse practitioner who provides those services right from Bassett Healthcare. So they give us that person as well. So it's fantastic. It's a great screening day. Everything, I always say, one-stop shop.
Okay.
Everything in one day. We don't have to make two separate appointments. See, people work who don't have health insurance. It doesn't mean that they're working. So, you know, it's easier for them to be able to come one day and get it done.
So I'm just squinting at our calendar on the wall. So this is a week from tomorrow.
It's a week from tomorrow, correct. We do it between 10 and 2. We may extend it to 3 p.m. if we start getting enough people to register. I'm pretty booked in between 10 and 12 right now. So we do still have some spots available in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And this is at the Hannaford parking lot.
At the Hannaford parking lot in Amsterdam. And we're actually working with Hannaford. And everyone who attends that day and goes through their full screening will get a turkey that day to take home. So we're offering a nice little incentive there, and you know, if people need it for their Christmas dinner, it's there. You know, or save it. So
how about that?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Turkey.
Yep, we'll give them their certificate, and they can go get it when they need it. Right.
Okay. This takes place. So
yes.
What is your number for people to call?
841-3726.
413-726.
Yep.
Now, you've been doing this for several years now.
Yeah, about 2.5 years I've been here with the program in St. Mary's Hospital.
Hmm. Do you have any stories? I mean, you can't put a name with it, of course, but I mean, people who found out and getting treatment and maybe had a good outcome?
Or? Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, we had, a couple cervical cases recently, but everything's fine with those women. They went and had what they needed. It's called a colposcopy, and, you know, that checks the biopsy for cancer. So we've had some great results there. No cancer finds. The only cancer find that I've been up against since we've been here is a colon cancer. And we had one woman over the age of 50 who actually had colon cancer. She's doing great. She had surgery, so she's doing very well. But that's it. No cervical cancer and no breast cancer.
Now, the screening effort, again, the one you work for, is in Fulton and Montgomery counties.
Right.
And... but there are other, I remember we've had you on in the past, other counties maybe in the area are covered by
this. Every county, there is a program in every county in New York State. Some programs may cover three counties, some may cover one county. Margaret Brody, who is a part of our cancer screening program through St. Mary's Hospital, is in Schenectady County. So she covers one county. I mean, Otsego, Delaware, Schoharie is a joint three-county area. So every county in New York State has one of us. You can cross borders. It's not like, you know, we cut you off if you're from the border of Herkimer or Montgomery and you want to come to Montgomery County.
Sure.
That's fine, too.
Very good. And we'll repeat it again, but what is the number to reach you? Oh, you said that, 841-3726.
Correct, yes.
All right. Suzanne Hagedorn joins us on The Morning Show, and we welcome your phone calls, questions, or comments. The topic, cancer screening. Our number, 684-0123. Light FM, 104.7, 1570 AM, WVTL.
Every day, Light 104.7 talks about what's going on in our area. Start your day with Bob Cudmore and talk with us weekday, 6 to 10 on Light 104.7 and 1570 AM, WVTL.
921, that's just what we're doing, talking about what's going on in the area in terms of cancer screenings. If you're not insured and you reach a certain age, varies with the different cancers we're talking about, there's a program that offers free cancer screening for breast cancer, colorectal, and cervical cancer. We're talking with Suzanne Hagedorn of the Cancer Services Program of Fulton Montgomery Counties, and we've been discussing this event you have coming up next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, where you can do all three at this mobile van. We parked at the Hannaford, but you have some other events in January specifically regarding cervical cancer.
Right. January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, so we really try to focus on that month and get the women out for their pap screenings, especially if they haven't had one in a long time. A lot of women may have had a hysterectomy, but they didn't remove their cervix. So in that case, we will give them a pap test. If a woman has had a complete hysterectomy, we will not pay for a pap test because obviously their cervix has been removed and cervical cancer, you know, is not there. So we really want to get those women in, make sure they're getting screened. We will be doing several events throughout January. They can call again to see what dates I have available and where we're going to be. And we will be with the mobile coach a few times during the month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to list them or are there too many?
Yeah, I would rather have them call and then I can ask them which day might work better for them. We will be in three different locations. I do know that. We're going to do the Hannaford again in Amsterdam, Gloversville Walmart, which that seems to be a wonderful location, works out for a lot of people as well. Hannaford's our first time, so we'll see how it goes. And then we'll be out in St. Johnsville at the Kinney Drugs out there, and we've done an event out there already too. So we're trying to reach, you know, every area we can with that mobile coach. It really helps so that the people don't have to travel.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever do the cancer screenings at St. Mary's Hospital?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we actually do evening. We try to do one a month there, and we do evening screenings, usually from, you know, 5 to 7, depends on the day, and we offer a full-service evening event as well. So mm-hmm. I don't have any coming up right now.
Okay.
So.
And maybe we'll repeat some of the information about
sure.
the cancer screenings before we wrap up here. And again, if you want more information, you can call Suzanne at 841-3726. But we had hoped to be joined today by Rebecca Manwaring for a different segment mm-hmm. on the subject of tobacco awareness. She's with Project Action, but she can't be with us today because of illness. But Suzanne was mentioning you used to have that job.
I did. I was the program coordinator for Project Action of Hamilton, Fulton, Montgomery counties.
What is
for
that?
A couple years. They're an advocacy education program, so they offer education on tobacco use, what's going on in the stores today with as far as advertising and that kind of thing. So they're really out there in the community trying to educate on the topic.
Mm. With the idea of getting people to stop or maybe
correct.
More specifically not to start smoking?
Right, correct, yeah. When you're reaching, you're looking at those ads in the stores and you're going into a convenience store and that kind of thing. And they're really focusing on the youth today and educating them on how those ads are targeting them. So that's been a big thing that they're working on right now. And I know that the FDA is coming out with larger advertising on the packs of cigarettes about the warning mm-hmm. and different types of visual advertising that will maybe change people's thought process.
But Project Action is, it's also funded by a state or federal
yes,
grant?
Yes, yeah, they're funded through the state, and also the tobacco companies have to pay into...
Oh, it's part of the settlement.
Yes, part of the settlement. So they have to pay into the state, and that's where the dollars come from as well.
I mean, in general, I mean, you don't know the specifics of what, let's say, Rebecca's got planned for the next few months, but what kinds of, you're mainly, I don't know, like lobbying or talking to the media or talking to the public about
right,
issues?
Educating, yeah. It's education, I think, from start to finish, and they don't really lobby for change. They just educate, and hopefully, you know, they will see that change grow as people are more educated, I think, on the illness. You know, their children, that type of thing, and how that is how it's perceived, you know.
Again, going back to the news, I know one of the news stories about tobacco use in recent weeks has been that a relatively small amount of secondhand smoke can have quite an
right.
impact on people.
Right. I think we're seeing a change in that, obviously, with all the changes in the state as far as where you can smoke and that kind of thing. So we are seeing a reduction in that secondhand smoke, which is fantastic.
Mm. So when you say the Project Action focuses on education, you mean that you did and maybe Rebecca does speak to schools? Is that
yeah,
what you do?
Yeah, schools, parent groups, anybody that will listen. We've been out there, you know, talking to legislators and that kind of thing, meeting with them, really letting them know the work that the program is doing and how it's affecting, you know, their community members.
And perhaps you just said that it went over my head that
that's okay.
as it was or is with your cancer screening program. There are similar agencies around the state, or is this unusual to have such a program?
No, there is the same thing throughout the state. The counties all have coverage. There is the education going on throughout the state. So everybody is kind of forming a big, ball of education, and it's there. It's consistent.
And it's called Project Action.
Project Action, yep.
Of Hamilton.
Hamilton, Fulton, and Montgomery counties, yep. And they're based here at St. Mary's as well.
All right. 9:27 is the time. We'll check in with Jason Aiello and Karen Chase once again at 9:30 with a look at our news, but let's review some of the information we have from Susan Hagedorn of Cancer Services Program of Fulton and Montgomery Counties. You have a cancer screening event coming up next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, the 21st, correct. Yep, and we'll run during the day. And like I said, individuals can give me a call, 841-3726, and we'll get them scheduled in if they're available.
And this will be kind of one-stop shopping.
Right.
You can have a screening for breast cancer if you're over the age of
40.
And you can have a screening for, or get the kit for colorectal cancer.
Correct.
If you're over the age of 50.
Correct.
Right.
And cervical over the age of 40 as well.
All right. And this is a van that's operated by Bassett Hospital. And since you're at a supermarket, if you gum and do any of this, you got to turkey.
You get a turkey. We give you a coupon for a turkey. So it was a great thing for Hannaford to jump on board with us. They are very mindful of health with their employees and in the community. So they are such a great supporter of our program.
And you will have specifically cervical cancer screenings next month, which is the month of January.
Right. January is cervical cancer health awareness. So we are really trying to get women on board to get their pap test if they haven't had it in some years. Mm-hmm. So it's important that they take care of themselves. I think sometimes women think, they haven't had a child in a while. That's a big issue. Women are like, oh, I'm done having children. I don't need a pap test. But you always need a pap test. Every woman does, unless they've had a hysterectomy with the cervix removed.
And to repeat that these services are available specifically
people
without health insurance,
correct. No health insurance, it's all free. And I have a lot of people say that, is it free? It's really free? And I said, yes, it is. We make sure that you get what you need if they're coming through our program.
Yes, indeed. Including, for example, with a colorectal, if you actually needed a colonoscopy, you would...
Right. If that kit came back positive, we would be sending them for a consultation and a colonoscopy right away.
A number to call to reach Suzanne Hagedorn is 841-3726. That's 841-3726.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, Suzanne, I thank you very much for joining us and for filling in for Rebecca, and hope she feels
thank
better.
Thank you. I know. I hope she does, too. She didn't sound very good when she left me your message this morning. So.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Suzanne Hagedorn of the Cancer Services Program, Fulton and Montgomery Counties. You can call them at 841-3726.